Friends of Christ and family of Bethlehem, tonight we are fighting this battle, but in so doing, we are silencing Screwtape. We're silencing every single force of evil against us because we know the Word of God and the Word made flesh, Jesus, has already defeated him. Today, however, we are here to understand rightly how we can daily be defended from the whispers and lies of Satan. One of the ways in which we can do this is to realize the dangers of pride and realize the benefits of humility. Now, today we're going to talk about one of these seven deadly sins that you might have heard about, whether it's pride or gluttony or greed or sloth or lust or... Pride is the one we start with today because it's one that we know all so well. Today we can look on social media, we can look on the news, we can look at whenever we gather socially with friends and family on how good we look. We love to doctor up our own photos to make us look better. We wear makeup when we go out. We dress well to make the appearance we have it all together when we know, and Satan and his minions know that that's not the case. We don't have it together. And so we need help. But we rely on the help that we muster up ourselves, our own pride, our own self-satisfaction, that we are pretty good after all. And in fact, that's the sin that Jesus has told us to watch out in our own gospel reading today. Now I want us to take a good look again. Each of you has a Bible in front of you. Take that out today because this is another tactic. The devil hates the sound of Bible pages opening. The devil hates us hearing and speaking his word from our Lord. We're going to turn to Matthew today, chapter 6, our gospel lesson. Matthew chapter 6, as we hear of giving to the needy and of fasting. In page 811 of your pew Bibles, in Matthew chapter 6, this is in the midst of Jesus teaching his disciples the Lord's Prayer. And on both bookends of this very important prayer in which we are called to be led not into temptation and be delivered from evil, Jesus says this: beware of practicing your righteousness, right living, before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. And he elaborates further, whether it's giving to the needy, or if it is praying in front of others, or if it is fasting, refraining from not just eating, but giving up something for Lent, perhaps. To not look gloomy so that our disfigured faces may be seen by others, to bring us pride. Pride is the warning that Jesus tells us to beware of because it is such an easy trick, one of the oldest tricks in the book that Satan has deployed against us. In a little while, we will be given the opportunity of remembering our own condition by receiving a simple gesture as ashes in the form of a cross on our forehead. And even that might be an easy temptation that we could flaunt it when we might go out of these church doors to know that I'm a Christian and by some reason I'm better than somebody else. The fact that I might go to church or worship might make me feel or might give the impression that I'm somehow a higher level than another person that, again, another person that Christ has paid for and died for. And of course, that leads us to feel pretty good about ourselves. Thank God I'm not like those other sinners out there who do much worse things than I do. And leads us back to pride. None of us have it together. Not a single one of us can claim that we are not a sinner. And often there's that hymn, "Chief of sinners though I be." That's why I, mind you, will wear black tonight. I don't have it together either, except for that one little piece of white where you hear the word of God. So tonight, what do we make of this command from our Lord? Beware of practicing your righteousness, your right living. He wants us to live rightly. He wants us to lead godly lives. How do we do it without slipping up to make it seem like we're better or deserve better treatment? Pride is always met with humility. And like Uncle Screwtape says, that is the key to looking to the face of our Lord. And what is humility? Of course, it's not just pretending that we're not as good as we might be. It's not about making ourselves low. Let me repeat that again. Humility is not about making ourselves low or pretending that we are. Humility, being humble, is all about putting another person high, elevating the needs of another person in your life. So yes, I do encourage all of us to give up something for Lent, if that is the case, if it's distracting you from your relationship with God. If it doesn't help you, if it doesn't help somebody in your life, and it doesn't grow your faith, get rid of it. But also take up something. Take up something that will benefit you or somebody else, whether it's your own physical body, whether it's your own mind or your own spiritual faith. Go for a walk, eat better, read more scripture, pray more. Those are all good things, but for you tonight to grow closer to our Lord and silence Screwtape, our goal is to do that one thing. Who can I lift up in my life rather than make myself feel low? Who can I promote in my life? Who can I call? Who can I celebrate? Who can I encourage? Because when we do that, we not only silence the whispers that we are somehow better or worse as God's people, when we do that, we do as Jesus has done for you. Make no mistake about it. No matter how much you hear about your own sinful condition tonight or the weeks ahead, know even more that our Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord, your forgiving Lord, has made you high, has elevated you by his own death and resurrection, and by your means of attaining eternal life. And nobody and nothing can take that away. So I beg you tonight and through these days ahead, hold back on our pride and look towards elevating through humility another friend in Christ today, and help us together silence Screwtape, silence those whispers of Satan. Amen.